I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny, when I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean, and there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
I'm 54, so basically, it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference.
Well, right now, saving seems hard to wrap my head around. Plus, with the way this year's been going...
Hey, listen, it's okay. You still got this. Just go to aceyourretirement.org. It's an online tool from AARP that can help you get your retirement savings on track no matter your age. It's free and only takes about 3 minutes.
I like 3 minutes.
Yeah. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. Just answer a few questions and you'll get a personalized plan and tips to help boost your retirement savings. Tips that are easy to understand and tailored to your lifestyle.
I like that too.
Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Just head to aceyourretirement.org and make your plan to start saving for retirement.
Thanks.
That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, it's time for today's STEM tip. Want to know how to make your selfies even better? Okay, let's use science. The best time for photos is golden hour. That's the moment right before the sun sets, when the atmosphere scatters blue and violet wavelengths, making perfect, soft, and golden selfie light to show off that beautiful face of yours. Click. Check out She Can STEM for more inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in 2 different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org.
A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hi, it's Don Brown, host of This Week in Waukesha, inviting you to catch our coverage of this year's 2022 Waukesha Christmas Parade, Sunday, December 4th. The coverage starts at 3, the parade starts at 4. We'll be live in front of the Walk Radio Studios talking to the marchers, the participants, the fans, and all the people that make this parade in this community a very special place. Waukesha Christmas Parade, covered here on Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs.
Coronavirus update. I'm Rita Foley with News Minute. Santa Claus is back.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
The jolly old elf is back this year in person, without plastic partitions or faraway benches, and kids once again sitting on Santa's lap, except Macy's in Herald Square, where Santa sits behind a bench. The company HireSanta.com says there's a 20% increase in bookings this year compared to the last seasons. Although COVID fears are easing, the portrayers are older, they live on fixed income, bending under the weight of higher prices. But at least companies paying more, around $5,000 to $12,000 for the holiday season. Sandra Booker say this year higher demand for inclusivity, meaning they're looking at who are Black or Spanish speaking, and those who know language. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm
looking for the perfect gift from Untuck It. Now get up to 50% off at Cyber Monday sale and even deeper discounts on some favorite styles happening now at Untuck It. Untuck It shirts can be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep them looking sharp and comfortable. You can't go wrong with a gift of their super soft and wrinkle-free shirts. So don't miss the Cyber Monday sale now at your nearest Untuck It store or at untuckit.com. Untuck It. Shirts designed to be worn untucked.
Hot. Hated, especially if children are involved. If you're a father, to protect your role in your children's lives, remember Cordell. We've helped men with matters like these for 30 years. Help you.
Contact Cordell and Cordell to schedule an appointment with the firm's Atlanta area attorneys. 404-793-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. 1 Parkway Northeast, Suite 975, Atlanta, Georgia.
WAUK will be broadcasting the Waukesha Christmas Parade live, and you can become a sponsor. Call us at 262-232-8164. Sponsorship includes an on-air interview during the live broadcast of the Christmas Parade. A portion of the proceeds goes directly to the Waukesha Memorial Fund. Please call at 262-232-8164. 8164. That's 262-232-8164.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local.
Follow Up North News with our daily newsletter. Go to our website, upnorthnewswi.com, and click newsletter on the top banner. Once again, here's Pat Kreitlow.
Welcome back. This is Up North News Radio for a Tuesday morning, November 29th. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Aaron Zomers is here as well. What's not here is the snow. Might maybe on the western edge of the state, but it hasn't moved into our part of the state yet. Don't worry. Winter will be around soon enough. And I managed to finally find a coffee cup warmer. For those of you who watch the video feed, you know, I've got this Up North News coffee mug that I'm, you know, going back to throughout the course of the 2 hours, and the coffee just gets colder and colder. And I found one of these little hot plate type things to set your mug on, but I've got so much equipment plugged in around the home office here that I'm afraid to plug in one more thing over here. And so I've plugged it into another part of the wall, but I'd have to reach uncomfortably far to go get it. I might have to actually unplug this lava lamp that you can't see, you know, but I know the grandkids get a charge out of it. So I'm going to have to make a decision, lava lamp or cup warmer, Aaron. I guess I'm going to have to go with the hot coffee, and the kids are just going to have to like that.
Yeah. I mean, you can always plug in the lava lamp somewhere else. You can have them, I don't know, sit in the basement or something and watch the lava lamp.
Well, I mean, and it's not just that. Obviously, there's a desk lamp and all the computer wizardry. And I'm just fearful that I'm going to be doing the show and I'm going to reach for the coffee mug, go to turn on the warmer, and I'm just going to shut down the whole operation for the love of warm coffee. But I'll find a way. I'll find a way to make this work. Don't worry about my coffee, folks. I've been drinking it cold longer than I care to tell you. We have bigger things to worry about, and I tell you that the Daily Beast is on a roll. First, before we get to the story I want to highlight, I got to say that the Daily Beast also recently broke a story about Herschel Walker. It was, of course, pretty much well known that, you know, much like Tim Michaels in Connecticut, you know, Herschel Walker was and has long been a Texas resident and not a resident of Georgia. He has said that he has had an Atlanta residence for many, many years. He didn't register to vote at that address until just days before announcing as a candidate for U.S. Senate in Georgia, which he did after being recruited by a guy we know, Donald Trump, said, "You ought to run." He said, "Okay." He registers to vote in Georgia, announces. We've now come to find out through this Daily Beast article that address, that house, is solely owned by Herschel Walker's wife, who has been collecting tens of thousands of dollars for, even if he were on the up and up about his story. And so he's had to revise his financial disclosures. We've learned his wife's company has received tens of thousands of dollars in COVID relief loans, but at their Texas address, not the Atlanta address. Basically, there's nothing about this guy that is Georgia anymore. And yet, somehow, he's still nearly neck and neck with Raphael Warnock for the Senate runoff election in Georgia that's going on as we speak. Early votes were cast over the weekend. And then the final election day votes will be cast next week. So that was just a little something that we saw in the Daily Beast. On our way to another article about Wisconsin-tied billionaire Dick Eline. Dick and Liz Eline are owners of the Uline office supply company, billionaires many times over. The people who, along with Diane Hendricks from ABC Building Supply and Beloit, another billionaire, who were almost solely responsible for dragging Ron Johnson across the finish line through ads that, I mean, racist doesn't begin to describe how low and slimy and shameful they were, but they worked with just enough voters. And so Dick Eline knows the value of a political dollar, actually a lot more than a dollar, the tens of millions of dollars. And the Daily Beast is now reporting that Eline has been funneling tens of millions of dollars to election deniers. And a previously unreported IRS filing shows he has also teamed up with one. According to a 2021 IRS filing, the Eline-backed dark money nonprofit called Restoration Action hired Arizona Republican Gina Swoboda as an executive director last year, paying her a salary of nearly $110,000. Swoboda is a former Trump campaign official and vice chair of the Arizona Republican Party, and is now leading a misguided charge, the Daily Beast puts it, against the ballot counting in Arizona on behalf of GOP gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake. Swoboda serves as an election integrity coordinator for Carrie Lake, whose repeated false claims of voter fraud have ingratiated her to former President Donald Trump, and still refuses to acknowledge her loss to Katie Hobbs. In addition to hiring Swoboda, the filing shows that Elon's restoration action accounts have been swelling for 2 years in a row. According to the filing, in the 12 months following the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, Restoration Action's revenue topped $20 million, double what the group raised in 2020. As a 501c4 nonprofit, Restoration Action doesn't have to disclose the names of its donors, though it is tied to the larger Restoration of America network, which is funded almost exclusively by Dick and Liz Eline. The document shows that in 2021, one anonymous donor accounted for $20 million of Restoration Action's total revenue. And it's not just that they have money coming in, but they're shoveling that money right back out. It has in the year since the January 6th insurrection, according to the report, the group gave out nearly $10 million to conservative causes, most of them focused on quote-unquote election integrity projects. Brendan Fisher, the deputy executive director of the Good Government Group documented, which shared the filing with the Daily Beast, said the disclosure shows that the forces opposed to American democracy have some very deep pockets, thanks to Eline and no doubt others as well. Fisher says Restoration Action is a hub for election denial, including funding some of the key players in pushing election falsehoods in Arizona right now. It's a reminder that there's big money behind the push to undermine democracy. And through Restoration Action and other entities, an array of groups pushing election conspiracy theories are backed by literally tens of millions of dollars from just one billionaire couple. Dick and Liz Eline constitute the biggest Republican donors overall in the 2022 midterms, and the overwhelming majority of their contributions, about 80%, have gone to candidates who have denied or questioned the 2020 election results based on previous Daily Beast reporting. And the article goes on. There's many details there that I would urge you to check out yourself over at thedailybeast.com. And again, just we know this now so much more clearly because of the impact they had on one race, on the Ron Johnson race for the third term he promised he wouldn't run for. But you can break your promise not to become a career politician if you're able to find a sugar daddy or a sugar couple willing to fund you for that. Ron Johnson had no problem, funding his initial race in 2010, upending Russ Feingold, and then just coincidentally getting a corporate payout from his company pretty much equal to the personal money that he had put into that campaign. But as campaigns have gotten more expensive and Ron Johnson has sold off the Packer company, plastics company that he once ran. So it helps to have sponsors, shall we say. And that's what the Elines and Hendricks have become to Ron Johnson. And we see that how one couple can influence so many races and create so many groups. I have lost track of the number of groups that we have said were formed and or funded by Eline. We talked about Wisconsin Truth Pack. That's the one that ran all the racist ads against Mandela Barnes in the Senate race. But that's completely different from Restoration Action. And we mentioned the Elines last week in conjunction with another group that they're funding. It's a massive spider web that's out there. It's something that One Wisconsin Now studied about a decade ago with the Bradley Foundation, which is rooted in Milwaukee, but has funded conservative right-wing groups and causes nationwide over the years, pretty much dwarfing the Koch brothers. But we know about them because they're out there, living their politics in public, whereas the Bradley Foundation is just, quietly funding all of these things. And now the same can be said for Dick and Liz Eline.
They've been quietly funding these things, and it has taken some good old-fashioned shoe leather investigative journalism to look through IRS filings and connect some dots and help us understand that, again, it is this mostly unlimited flow of money that it has drowned out democracy in our politics. We have the same system, but nothing like the way it was designed for you and me and all other voters who could, if we wanted to, support a candidate by writing a check, maybe for $20, maybe for $1,000. But that's nothing when you can put tens of millions of dollars into a super PAC. It really gets to the heart of what so desperately needs to be changed if we are ever going to clean up American politics. And it's not Citizens United. Most people go there first because it's the most recent example from back in 2010. It was the final straw in opening the floodgates. But the precedent for all of this was actually set in the Watergate era by a court case called Buckley v. Valeo. And that is the court case that equates money with free speech, that says you can't restrict somebody's spending of money on political communication just as you can't restrict their political speech. But that decision is flawed on such an insane level, and I still have a tough time believing that after nearly 50 years, a better alternative has not been passed, supported, funded, promoted, put into play, because money can equal free speech. I can stand on a soapbox, and Dick Eline can stand on a soapbox, and we can speak. And yeah, our free speech is the same if we're reaching the same people personally. But if he can write a personal check for tens of millions of dollars and I cannot, and so he can reach tens of millions of people from his soapbox and I cannot, do we really have equality in our free speech? I mean, it's whatever the opposite of separate but equal is. We have the same voice, but we don't have the same checkbook. And yet that fallacy remains at the heart of our system. And so any talk about upending Citizens United, any talk about making sure that we specifically say in the law that corporations are not people, also needs to find a way to thread the constitutional needle that says we do have freedom of speech and that there are many ways that we can spend our money, but there are also ways we can't spend our money. I can't spend my money to go, I don't know, buy a missile system, to protect my house. I can't use my money to, buy illegal narcotics. There's got to be a way to do this. And I know, even saying this as a former legislator, I understand that there are challenges and that there will be court challenges. Challenges in courts where justices are appointed or elected after going through, online Christian universities and other right-wing centers of thought. I didn't say this would be easy, but we can't walk away. Unless we keep trying to clean up our system, the toxic sludge that comes from Dick Eline's checkbook is only going to continue to further muddy the waters and make it harder to elect good men and women to public service. We'll be back. This is Up North News Radio.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
10 years ago, we opened with a single location. We had one glass blower, that's me, and a full display of artistically created glass pipes and products. Today, you've helped us grow to 3 successful locations. Ignite Glass and Gifts thanks you for your continued support. We'll be here as long as you need us. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and bait. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. One solid decade. Man, does that feel good.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Weather brought to you by the Joint Chiropractic Clinics in Madison. Catch their Back Friday specials now. Buy a package of 6, 10, or 20 visits before the end of November and get bonus visits for free. Head to the Joint Chiropractic and start feeling better today.
Here's your Devil Radio forecast.
Cloudy skies expected today with scattered rain showers likely. High temperatures reach up to 51. Southerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tonight. Lows level off around 22. Overcast skies. Cloudy tomorrow. Highs around 27. Mainly sunny skies Thursday with a high of 35. 47 Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
I find your lack of Devil Radio 92.7 disturbing. Do not fail me again.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white.
Oh, I don't mean to sound like an old fart here, but come on, we need more music like that. You know, there's a lot of things I could do without that I'm hearing on the radio now. Bring stuff like this back, and seriously, by today's artists, tell us a good story with a good beat, like Bobby Darin did with Mac the Knife, which was number one on this day in 1959, when at the second annual Grammy Awards, Bobby Darin won Best New Artist and Record of the Year for Mac the Knife. And what I really like about that is, again, it's 1959 at the second annual Grammy Awards. Basically, you know, a new award created for the rock and roll era. And Mac the Knife was the second recipient of Record of the Year. The Beatles had their 18th number one hit on the U.S. singles chart with Something and Come Together. And notably, this was the first time that a song written by George Harrison would be on the A side with Something.
Attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos.
And this is especially melancholy because it was on this day in 2001 that George Harrison passed away from lung cancer at the age of 58. Let's have a little fun now with the disco era. I learned something here. This is Silver Convention doing Fly Robin Fly. It hit number one in the U.S. on this day in 1975. I finally learned why there's so few lyrics in this song. That's it. You've heard the extent of their lyrics, and then they just repeat them over and over again. It's because it was a German group that didn't know any English. That was the only English they knew, was given these lyrics to sing.
That's a pretty good reason.
It is. I mean, and again, we've had plenty of other groups from Europe that, you know, English was not their first language. And that's fine. I'm not holding this against them. I'd never learned that until now, that was the secret behind the sparse lyrics of Fly Robin Fly. Now, related to that, 1980. ABBA hit number one for the ninth and final time with this one. And I wouldn't have heard the song for the longest time, except that I'm married to somebody who has now watched Mamma Mia at least 45 times. And she has long since banned me from watching it with her, because every time I will mock Pierce Brosnan for being a terrible singer in this. But Meryl Streep was terrific in it, in Mamma Mia. Mamma Mia 2, not worth your time. All right, can we get to the to the mid-80s here? It feels like Bon Jovi's been around forever, and there's a reason why. This was 1986. Shut up! I was working at WUEC, the college radio station at UW-Eau Claire, and when that album came out, and I mean, we knew right then and there these guys were going to be huge stars, and they sure were. Had some real staying power. Off to 1997 and the song Perfect Day, originally written by Lou Reed in 1973 and now performed by 29 different artists. Hit number one on the UK singles chart this day in 1997. The performance by 29 artists, including Elton John, Bono, and David Bowie, was recorded as a fundraiser for the BBC Children in Need charity. History notes, 1972 on this day, Atari released Pong, the first commercially successful video game. And again, those of us of a certain age will tell you it was mind-blowing to see something other than what comes through a TV camera. Again, it was just a black screen with white dots, but you could control the white dots with this thing called a controller. And again, it blew us away. But again, we were easily impressed by things like, you know, yes, Aaron.
Well, here's where I'd play the sound effects from Pong if they were any more than dip, beep. But that is.
But again, that's sound effects still cool. Coming from a console. It was crazy. And now I look at, you know, my 8-year-old grandson is relentless on Minecraft. The stuff that he builds there and the YouTube videos that he watches to learn how to build things. And then, you know, the 16-year-old is playing games that I can't even conceive of. And I would love to show them Pong and then just watch them go, oh, Grandpa. One musical birthday to pass along, Chuck Mangione, 82 years old today. He had other hits as well, but Feel So Good is the one that people most frequently associate with him. He also had Give It All You Got, which was a bit of an anthem for the Los Angeles Olympics. He also had the unfortunate theme to Cannonball Run 2. First off, there shouldn't have been a Cannonball Run 2, and the song that came from it felt completely derivative of this one. And you don't want to mess with the classics. It is still a classic of the both the smooth jazz and the light rock genres, shall we say. I would love to share with you some of the new stats on deer hunting, but they're not ready yet. They apparently come out later today. So sometime tomorrow, we will find out how folks did during the nine-day gun deer season. Yeah, he said it right. And again, I know that there was at least one accidental shooting death. I hope other folks played it safe and that there wasn't any more harm that was caused by people out there. And again, the weather was by and large cooperative, although there was that one really foggy morning. Well, that was Thanksgiving morning. We were driving across the state and it was just pea soup for the entire center third of the state. So the sun came out later on in the day. And again, hopefully folks had a good day there. I also wanted to note, because so few of us get a Sunday newspaper anymore, but you can find this on the web if you poke around enough, that this weekend, marking the 100th anniversary of the birthday of Charles Schulz, who gave us the Peanuts comic strip and Charlie Brown, to commemorate his 100th birthday, or what would have been his 100th birthday, pretty much every comic strip in existence paid tribute to Charles Schulz and Charlie Brown and all the gang in their own comic strips. And so I would strongly recommend you go find that. I looked through every one of them, being a Charlie Brown fan growing up as a kid, reading them on the comics page, and you'll really get a kick out of them. Whether it's your own favorite comic strip or one that you haven't seen before, you'll love seeing the way that they paid homage. We'll have Hans Breitenmoser and much more coming up in the 7 o'clock hour of Up North News Radio. First, we'll take a break for news at the top of the hour. Back after this.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.